بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا اقترب الزمان لم تكد رؤيا المؤمن تكذب، ورؤيا المؤمن جزء من ستة وأربعين جزءا من النبوة، متفق عليه. وفي رواية: أصدقكم رؤيا أصدقكم حديثا. Continuing with the chapter which pertains to dreams and aspects related to dreams. As we discussed in the introduction, that the Shariat accords significance to the dreams that a person sees, particularly the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Ta'ala, in a few places in the Quran, certain incidents are mentioned to us which are related to dreams. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the light of ahadith, we can see that dreams constitute to some extent a means of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly the dreams of people that are pious or people whose lives are in conformance to Shariat. In this riwayat, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Idhaq taraba zaman literally translates, when time draws near. Now such expressions of qurbuz zaman, generally ulama ikram say that they infer to what we call qurbus sa'ah, when qiyamah has to draw near. One interpretation of this expression ulama ikram give is that we find in other ahadith Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when qiyamah comes near, one of the signs, or what we call alamatu sa'ah or ashratu sa'ah, signs or indications of qiyamah, is the closeness or the shortening of time. We find in ahadith this expression, takunu sanatu kashahar wa shahru kaljum'ah wal jum'atu kalyawm wal yawm kasa'ah. A year will almost fly by. It will appear, a year will go by like how a month goes, and a month like a week like a day, and a day like an hour. And we notice quite often people pass this comment, how quick the time is going. The time is flying by. So, إِذَا اقْتَرَبَ الزَّمَانِ, the most popular interpretation of this is that it refers to the period قُرْبُ السَّاعَة, near Qiyamat. And obviously, if this hadith refers to the period near Qiyamat, what are the other signs of Qiyamat? One, the shortening of time. The other is, generally we find that as Qiyamat comes closer, the level of Deendari will greatly diminish. People will be looking around for guidance. Quran and Hadith, the understanding, the perception of it, will have disappeared to a very large extent. So ulama kiram mentioned, فَتَكُونُ النَّاسَ عَلَى مِثْلِ الْفَتْرَ. Fatra refers to an expression in the Quran after Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam used to leave the world. Anbiya used to come with guidance, with Shariat. Then after the Nabi used to pass away, then deen would come out of the lives of people. Eventually people would come onto the level of irtidad. They would abandon deen, come out of deen. And then people would be looking around that when is guidance going to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would be a period of zulmat and darkness. Then a new Nabi used to come. This happened throughout the ages. After Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, several centuries passed in anticipation of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that period Ulama Ikram referred to it as a period of Fatratul Wahi, where humanity had steeped into a level of confusion and darkness. People were looking around, when will a Mujaddid come? When will a Nabi of Allah come? When will guidance come? So, إِذَا اقْتَرَبَ الزَّمَانِ, the period after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's departure from the world, there would have been a long period. Now there would be darkness, zulmat, confusion. Humanity will be in a cauldron of misguidance. At that time they will be looking for some sort of guidance. In other words, إِذَا اقْتَرَبَ الزَّمَانِ indicates a period where people will be looking around for a new Nabi to give guidance to humanity. The door to wahi, revelation, will have closed. Obviously, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Khatamul Anbiya. La Nabiya Ba'di, no other Nabi to come after me. So, ulama ikram say, what this hadith means, that uwidhu, in place of the coming of a new Nabi, Allah Ta'ala will use ar-ru'ya sadiqa, truthful dreams to guide people, to give them inspiration, to give them some sort of himmat and courage. So, إِذَا اقْتَرَبَ الزَّمَانِ, when the time will draw near, in other words, the time of Qiyamah. لَمْ تَكَدْ رُؤْيَ الْمُؤْمِنْ تَكْذِبْ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that very, very rarely will the dream of a believer be false. In other words, Allah, there will be a preponderance, an increase in what we call ru'ya sadiqa, truthful dreams, dreams of significance, dreams of guidance. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirms the importance that the Shariat accords to truthful dreams. He said, ru'ya al-mu'min juz'un min sittati wa arba'ina juz'an min al-nubuwah. He said, the dreams of a believer will be 1/46 of nubuwat. In other words, if you have to divide nubuwat into 46 parts, 1/46 of it will be truthful dreams. Now we find this type of expression where iman bid'u wa sab'een, iman is divided into 70 parts, one part is haya, shame. In other words, this type of expression is found in ahadith when importance or significance is being accorded to something. So by telling us that truthful dreams is 1/46 of nubuwat, this is a way by which a person can understand the importance of dreams. In other words, don't take dreams lightly. Person can get guidance and inspiration through dreams. Now what does this mean, 1/46 of nubuwat? The more popular opinion that ulama ikram have given is that we should not delve too much into detail. Why didn't Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say 1/46? Why didn't he say 1/40 or 1/70 or even 1/100? The message or the sabak of the hadith is that if something is part of nubuwat, Anbiya came for what? For guidance. What did Anbiya come with? One important part of nubuwat was what we call wahi, divine inspiration. They came with the maghibat, with the unseen or with the unknown. So by saying that dreams is 1/46 of that, obviously dreams also, sometimes a person dreams about something that's going to happen in the future, sometimes a person dreams about some instruction or guidance that he receives. So by this expression 1/46 of nubuwat, it means don't take it lightly. There can be some sort of guidance in this. Don't ignore or regard as insignificant one's dream. One explanation Imam Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi has given is that he said that one of the signs of nubuwat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he drew close to the age of 40, particularly 6 months before the incident in Ghar Hira, in the cave of Hira, when Jibreel came with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq and Allah informed him that you are my Nabi. What happened was that 6 months before that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started seeing a lot of dreams. And obviously these dreams were true dreams that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw. There was a preponderance of dreams 6 months prior to the, in other words, the last 6 months before Allah Ta'ala, before the first revelation of the Qur'an came down. So Allama Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi says that if you look at the period of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was 23 years, 8,156 days. If you divide 23 by 6 months, you will get the number 46. So 1/46th of nubuwwat, 6 months before becoming a Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see a lot of dreams. So this is one explanation that Imam Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi gives. However, as I mentioned, the more popular opinion ulama give is that don't delve too deeply into the number 46. Just accept the sabak and the importance of the message that is found in the hadith. In one narration, which Imam Nawawi rahmatullah brings, one riwayat, asdaqukum ru'ya, asdaqukum haditha. In this hadith, there is what we call targhib, encouragement. Question arises, the dreams I am seeing, is it true or not true? Or the dream that somebody else has to relate to me, is it true or not true? Should I take it seriously or not? So one great encouragement we are given in this hadith, that as far as possible in your speech, in your conduct, in your manner, in your dealing with others, always speak the truth. Do not lie. And if you will be honest and truthful, then one bounty and ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala upon you is that your dreams also will be true. If you are a person whose life is not on Shariat, who's always lying, always cheating, always deceiving, then more often than not, your dreams also will be untrue, they will be corrupt, they will be false, they will be mischief, etc. Ulama say, the heart and senses of a sadiq, truthful, meticulously honest person is enlightened and strong. Hence, generally the dreams that he will see also will be true. On the other hand, if a person is false in nature, is corrupt in his nature, then more often than not, like the kuffar, etc., they will see confusing dreams because of the ghalba, and because of the effect that shaitan has on this person. Person who's lying all the time, obviously is not going to be close to Allah Ta'ala. It's a person who always is listening to shaitan and the whisperings of shaitan. So more often than not, his dreams also will be like that. So astaqukum ru'ya, the most sadiq and the most truthful of dreams. Who should we rely upon and whose dream should we rely upon? Somebody comes and tells you, I saw a dream. Take it seriously, take it important, regard it as important if such an individual is sadiq. More often than not, when he speaks, he's speaking the truth. And the speaking the truth is obviously not the topic, but we find that there's a great encouragement that is given to us in this hadith, that be meticulously honest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana dhamin, I am your guarantor. I am your guarantor of a home, not in Jannat, but fi rabadil Jannah, in the highest Jannat, or in the middle Jannat, or in Jannatul Firdaus, I am your guarantor of a home, for that person, liman taraka al kadhib wa in kana mazihan, or kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will give up speaking lies and dishonesty, even out of jest or joke. Always, whatever he speaks is the truth. So asdaqukum ru'ya, asdaqukum haditha, the one who is the most truthful in his speech, more likely than not, his dreams also will be very, very true. Scholars have identified three groups when it comes to, in respect of dreams. Obviously, we run out of time, inshallah, we'll continue.